Ukrainian fighters have been holding out in underground bunkers in the sprawling steelworks for months. And for the past few days, it's been the scene of heavy fighting as Russian forces try to capture the last pocket of resistance in this strategically important city. But despite running out of food and ammunition, the soldiers say they've no intention of surrendering.
Слава Україні!
Mariupol's garrison for 70 days has resisted the overwhelming forces of the enemy by itself. Since the 25th of April, we have held a circular defense of the Azovstal plant. It is the second day the enemy has broken through into the plant. There are heavy, bloody battles.
But it's not just soldiers holed up here. Hundreds of civilians remain trapped. Others have been evacuated in recent days, but Ukraine's president is appealing for help to get those who remain to safety.
Today I spoke to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and we discussed what we have already achieved and what is still necessary to do to save Mariupol and the defenders of Mariupol City. There is not a single day that I and my team wouldn't do this, and I'm grateful to everybody who helps.
Russia has promised a ceasefire. 3 more days to allow the last of the women and children to escape. If the promise is kept, it may be their final opportunity before the Russians move in to end resistance in Mariupol once and for all. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.